From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Conversations with Olivia Jade, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It is Olivia Jade. Welcome back to another podcast episode. I am really grateful for today's guest. Not only is he a really good friend of mine, but I think that this episode is so important and it's so fitting for what's going on right now. And today I have Val Schmierkowski coming on my podcast. He was my partner on Dancing with the Stars. He was born in Ukraine and he has been doing a lot to help those that are in need in Ukraine right now. And it's something that, you know, a little can go a long way. And so I want him to come on and talk to you guys about what's happening, how you can help if you've been curious, and just get a little history lesson on why and how this is all going down. So with that being said, please welcome Val.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm on the ground. I'm very excited for this episode. Most people are going to be listening to this, but if you do see on social media, like the little clips, you'll see where Val is right now. And this episode is very important because Val is from Ukraine. He was my partner on Dancing with the Stars. Everything that's going on right now is very near and dear to his heart. And I kind of want to let you take it away and explain whatever it is you think people should know, the history, how to help, what you're doing, where you are. And I'm going to shut up because I don't know anything. So,
no, well, first of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me a chance to talk to your audience. I would hope that people are learning in history books, the things, world history, not just American history, obviously Ukraine, Russia, this conflict, Eastern Europe in general, and especially in the last century, that's world history, I'm just going to get into it. Ukraine and Russia have been neighbors, have been brothers in arms. I'm not going to go extensive history of like Kievskaya Rus, which is, kind of the empire was won under the Kiev Empire, if you will, back in the day. But let's just talk about the last, let's say 100 years. There was a union called Soviet Union, right? And it was 14 republics that were under the same flag. Ukraine and Russia being part of it. Now, the Russian language was then the main language of all of these republics. Now, that included Armenia, Estonia, Georgia, Lithuania, Latvia, you know, countries that were very individual and have their own individual history that decided to unite together under, let's say, a common cause. But by no means did they become one country. They, yes, for that time, they were, let's say, one nation under the flag of the Soviet Union, but they have extensive individual history and their own languages. And so in, I'll just fast forward, in 1989, it started, 1990, 91, it was official that the Soviet Union fell apart and all these republics gained their own independence. And in the last 30 years, these republics, with this newfound independence, a lot of them adopted, you know, democratic principles. And with those democratic principles came also a lot of pride in developing and now adopting back their history, which is, you know, their own language. Let's start with that. Now, that didn't complicate things. I am a product of what some would at the moment consider a complicated situation. It's not a complicated situation. I am from Ukraine. I'm from Odessa, Ukraine. I speak Russian. I speak Russian because that was the language that I, at the time when I was born, long, long time ago, was still part of the Soviet Union. So I learned Russian because that was the, you know, the language that everybody learned. A lot of people in my city speak Russian. A lot of them speak Ukrainian. A lot of them speak Yiddish because they're of Jewish descent. It's a melting pot city, you know, just like, you know, you go to New York City, there's a lot of dialects, but it's still New York City, which is part of the New York State, which is part of America. Anyway, the point is that all of these republics had the right to pursue their own independence in a democratic fashion. And that's what they did. And Ukraine, because we are speaking about Ukraine, did just that. And there were a lot of growing pains, right? In the 90s were a really difficult time for all of these republics. Particularly Ukraine, Russia as well. But in 2000s and now in the last decade with a new generation of kids that are now united by the internet and the world kind of shrinking, we're all adopting each other's cultures. We're all, you know, your generation especially is becoming, you know, it's kind of leading the storm, leading the way on kind of like not being divided, being united by, you know, just the humanity of it. So, I mean, that's why this is so sad, is because, you know, Ukrainians and Russians are not just neighbors. You know, our grandparents lived through the Holocaust together. They, you know, they fought in World War II together. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II. 27 million people. That included not just Russians. That included Ukrainians and Belarusians and Lithuanians, Estonians and Armenians and everybody I just mentioned. You know, we all fought in that war. And so for, you know, some of these grandparents haven't died yet, for them to see the situation that's happening is heartbreaking, you know? And so that's just kind of the history of, I guess, you know, just because there's so much propaganda and fake news and whatever, right, misleading news, if you will. And I'm the type of person that always tries to see every angle, right? I think it's important that, you know, there's never just one side to a debate. I think it's important to also be empathetic enough to see what the other side is thinking or feeling or wanting.
Right.
But I think in this particular case, it's kind of very clear. I have to confront my elasticity sometimes as well and be like, no, bro, listen, there's also some things that are right and some things that are wrong.
Right.
This is an unprovoked invasion by a neighbor that feels not just invasive, it feels like betrayal, you know? It feels like real betrayal, because these are cities that celebrated Russian artists and with respect to Russia, Russia celebrated Ukrainian artists, you know? It's it's hard, you know? I'll give you my example. You know, I immigrated to America in 94, and for a long time, you know, even with you, you were like, hey, where are you from?
Yeah.
I'm from Ukraine. Where is that? I'm like, it's basically near Russia, you know? Oh, so you're right. Yeah, I'm Russian. You speak Ukrainian? No, I speak Russian. Okay, you're right. You know,
this is a real conversation we had.
You know, and the truth is, no, I'm Russian speaking Ukrainian. And now more than ever, you know, the unfortunate silver lining that came out of this is now people know where Ukraine is. And not only that, they know the difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, my sadness is absolutely with the Ukrainian people. Mm. Absolutely. But it's also with the Russian people, because unfortunately, these actions are setting that country back and isolating that country, you know, and it's going to be a long time with the sanctions and everything. You know, it's for the first time in a long time. You know, I grew up in this country, you know, in every blockbuster thriller, you know, there's always a Russian guy trying to take over the world. And I was always like, damn, why has it always got to be the Russian guy? And, you know, and I feel like there's been a lot of work that was done in the last, you know, like I said, 20 years that finally assimilated Russian culture and tradition into the fabric of the world. And because there's a lot of incredible human resource there, including a lot of incredible talent, a lot of amazing people. You know, this unfortunately is a huge leap back. It's not a step back. It's a leap back for Russia. And in the most obvious way, it is absolutely devastating for Ukraine.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, the way it has rallied the world behind this country, and, you know, I'm sitting in Fort Lee, New Jersey, a largely Korean neighborhood, you know, with Eastern Europeans and Italians and the Spanish community and the Black community. And, you know, we this is right outside of New York City, and it's a microcosm of what this country is all about. Mm. And the volunteers that are coming into this initiative that we founded here are every single color of all ages. This is not exclusively Eastern Europeans that are coming to help. It's thousands of people from, you know, like I said, all different cultures. And, you know, for me, that's been kind of the most beautiful thing is that, you know, it's easy to rally around a cause that is, you know, touching you personally.
Of course.
It's much more difficult to take the time and take your hard earned dollar and donate it, or take your time again and volunteer, or donate a piece of clothing, or, you know, rally behind a cause in a country that is very, very far away from you,
right.
You know, and doesn't affect you immediately.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing that they, you know, it's, I said this to somebody, you know, I haven't felt this type of, you know, I put up a flag on my car two times in my life, because, you know, as bravado and extra as I can be sometimes, you know, this type of patriotism I've only felt twice in my life, you know, I mean, many times, but like, again, I never went as far as putting a flag on my car. It was after 9/11. After 9/11, here, driving around the city, you know, I had the American flag with pride. And now after this, I have, you know, I have the Ukrainian flag driving around Los Angeles. So it is an incredible situation that we're in. And I hope, you know, yet again, it's the youth. It's your generation. It's
right.
Our generation, I guess, in some regard, that has the power to really spread the word. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to encourage bullying each other. I don't want any, you know, further animosity. I just want kids to kind of open their eyes and do their due diligence. And
right.
if they have the time, maybe, you know, kind of research and do their best to help. Because, again, you know, today it's Ukraine. Tomorrow it's going to be somewhere else. And, you know, we have to be really, you know, we have to just really work hard to make sure that we're not going backwards, and that the next generation is living in a world that, you know, you're not bombing cities and, you know, kindergartens and kids aren't living in bomb shelters.
Yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It was really personal. Besides me, you know, looking at my heritage and my birthplace and wanting to do something, you know, my brother was in Kyiv when the invasion started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were all really nervous, obviously, and he was petrified. We talked about it, and you know, he was grateful to get out, but, you know, he's now right back at the Polish border trying to do, you know, whatever he can. We'll get into where I am and what we're doing.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, our resources. But yeah, there was a lot of sadness still, you know, because it's good that, you know, we're safe here, the privilege of living in this country. But you know, there are a lot of our friends and family and peers that are in Ukraine right now that are, like I said, in bomb shelters. And I think we're getting a little, you know, used to hearing that word. And we're kind of like, okay, cool. No. Like, you don't understand what that is. That means you don't have a home and you have to hide in the shelter with nothing there. There's nothing. It's not like you're swiping through your, you know, internet. And the tension and the fear, you know. So we wanted to do something, you know. It's crazy to me the courage that it takes for a fellow dancer. Yesterday we're competing at a dance competition. Today he picked up an AK-47 and he's, you know, patrolling his street. Like that's not, I don't know if that's the kind of life we want to have in this world. You know, I don't know if that should be a reality for anybody that's a young man trying to, you know. One thing my mom said is like, you know, well, this was a couple of weeks ago, you know, but she was like, you know, the war's been going on for now 10 days, you know, just 11 days ago these kids went to bed like nervous about their test that's coming up. You know, they were excited about maybe their wedding day coming up. Maybe they were grieving, you know, some sort of pain, or they were nervous about something else, or they were dreaming about getting into their, I don't know, like accomplishing that thing that they always wanted, you know, or excited to go on that date with that boy that they finally asked them out. And literally overnight, just all of that shatters, and all of that shatters immediately and for the foreseeable future. And I just, you know, sometimes we look at things on TV and it's devastating, but we can't understand it. We can't feel it. And when you kind of like everyday humanize the topic, the subject matter, I think it hits home a little bit more, you know, realizing that like these are all people that do all of this. They love playing basketball just like me. They wear, you know, they like good fashion. They love, you know, they love Jack Harlow and whoever else is popping right now, and Cardi B. Like these are kids that grew up. Again, Ukraine has done a tremendous job moving forward, kind of progressing into the future. It has just an incredible, again, human resource and natural resources and history and beautiful cities and architecture. It's a country that's over 1,000 years old. Yeah. You know, just to put it in perspective, this country is not even, you know, it's 250 years old. It's over 1,000 years old. There's so much history there. And, you know, it's literally being bombed and leveled as we speak.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my little spiel for you.
Well, I think it was very informative. It's really hard to wrap. It's hard because I can't even imagine I feel a certain way about it immediately when I heard about it, just because I know you and love you so much. And then it feels personal to me. And then it's like when you really sit here and you think about like kids and moms and people that were living their daily life in their complete normal bubble, and now they're in bomb shelters, like you were saying, and just these terrible, terrible situations. It's hard to even believe that's real. But
refugees.
I want... Yeah.
You know, like, can you imagine a young family, like I said, you know, just a short while ago, dreaming about their, you know, buying their home or just moving into their home, yeah, and starting their family. And now the guy has to go, you know, the guy has to go and serve in the front line, you know, be in a trench somewhere while his wife and kid are refugees in a neighboring country, if they're lucky.
Right.
And when they do get to a neighboring country, like the challenges, the everyday challenges. I don't want to, again, paint this, you know, gloomy picture, but we start to celebrate when we see kids be accepted by these countries as refugees. And it is a beautiful thing. And it's a testament to the world for opening its doors to the Ukrainian people. But then once they're there, like, let me just put it in perspective. It's like, now what?
Right.
You know, where's dad?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What language are we speaking? What do I do? I'm a professional engineer. Like, do I go and clean somewhere? Or like, which is also a noble job, but it's like, even that job is scarce. Like, we also live in it's tough for everybody, not just Ukrainians. But, you know, to add this, it's like, you look around and, you know, the ego, the pride, forget the ego, but just like self-respect, you know, you kind of, it shatters everything at every level, war in general. And it's just, that's where we at. And I never thought that like after 2 years of a pandemic, you know, this would be now this other hurdle for the world to kind of try to swallow.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Do you kind of want to talk about the president of Ukraine a little bit? Because I was fascinated when you were talking to me. And also, fun fact, he won Dancing with the Stars in Ukraine, right?
Yeah. So this guy, you know, he was an amazing actor, artist, comedian in particular, who got a degree in economics. I believe economics, don't quote me on that, but he's an educated man, right? But pursued the arts and was really good at it, really, you know, charismatic.
And he was a celebrity, right? Like in Ukraine, he's a celebrity.
Yeah. He was a celebrity in Russia too. He was a celebrity in Ukraine and in Russia. Mm. He was celebrated, you know, as a celebrity, but he was a very well-respected artist. And in 2006, he actually competed in the Ukrainian Dancing with the Stars and won, just to kind of like full circle moment for me to just kind of get a little attachment to the guy. But yeah, he's a fellow Dancing with the Stars alumni. He actually, you know, he came out with a show that where he, you know, he built his notoriety, and then he came out with a show where he actually plays a president. And the whole concept of the show was that this regular guy, you know, within the turmoil of the country and a lot of corruption and political corruption and unrest, this regular everyday guy runs for office. I mean, it's more complex than that, but somehow he ends up being in this campaign, you know, for office, and he wins, you know, long story short. And it was such a popular show, and it was just, you know, I guess, again, Ukraine has been through a lot of growing pains politically, and you know, it had a revolution in 2014. It had a revolution in 2004 before that, 2008. And then in 2014, there was a huge, again, the people rose up to their government. It was a huge, revolution that was led by the people to have a democratic process, because they didn't believe in their representation. And there was a lot of corruption, and they fought for their democratic right to elect their president. And so, you know, a show about the everyday man rising to the occasion and with humility and no political agendas, or rather no, you know, I guess no corruption attached to the history of his political career. Mm. This everyday man gets elected, and he becomes a national hero. And then he does a good job as president, et cetera. And it was such a popular show that as a, like, people online started kind of messing around with him and going like, yo, you should actually run for president, because even off camera, he, you know, he loved his country. His grandfather, you know, fought in the Great War. And you know, he comes from a family of military men, you know, that served Ukraine. So he has a lot of pride in Ukraine and being there. And, you know, it went viral, this kind of like notion of him actually running for office, because, again, the people were exhausted of politicians and, you know, career politicians, if you will, with certain agendas, self-serving agendas. And one thing led to another. They kind of like volunteered him into you know, run for office. And in Ukraine, it's a little different how it goes. There's multiple parties. It's not just a two-party system like in America. And, you know, he kind of ran as under his, and then the slogan was the same as in the show.
No way.
And he kind of ran under a very like a similar brand, if you will. And he passed the first round of elections, and people were like, oh shoot, like this
could
really
be real.
Happen.
Yeah.
And people really rallied, and he won by like 70%, with like 70%, which is unbelievable. You know, but he was revered and loved, and then again he stepped into the office in, I guess, 2019, I believe, and my man was hit with the pandemic. You know, and rallied his country out of that, and now this, you know, and the way he's, you know, again, if you've turned on the news or you've been following the story, I mean, this man has really
stepped up
to the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, his famous quote that I guess went around the world is, America, I guess, called him to help extract him from the country when the invasion started. And he said, you know, I don't need a ride, I need an ammunition. And so, you know, he's hunkered down and he's with the people. And, you know, when you're fighting a bully that's overpowering and oversized and overmatched, when you're all out overmatched, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Morale is huge, you know, when they say it's not the size of the dog in a fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. Like, this is a perfect example.
Right.
Ukrainians are, you know, really, you know, they have a reason, you know, they have the morale, because there is no reason for Russian military to be there. No real reason for them to go in there. And they're, you know, like I said, the military is winning on the ground. And he's leading the way in a lot of ways. Unfortunately, you know, the skies are open and bombs are falling, and, you know, there's very little that they could do about that. But, you know, otherwise, this is, you know, the entire world kind of mobilized in their defense. And, you know, hopefully they, you know, hopefully kids and people and the guys in Ukraine know that we're all behind them, and we're all going to continue to support them as long as they need us. And
Yeah, for sure. It's really admirable that I often think about when, like, if I think of a U.S. president, if we were to go to war, you think a president in the United States is going to step up and fight, or they're going to get like mad security and hidden? And it's just, it's really incredible. But
I mean, he's in the Capitol, and he is the number one target too. Like, they are specifically saying that we're going for him. This is who we want, you know. And he's not fleeing. He's there. He's fighting, and he's giving hope to an entire nation that, again, just 5 years ago looked at him as an actor,
right,
and a comedian, and now they're looking at him as the leader that they never thought they needed, but they needed.
Right.
And I, you know, it's very specific to him, because I don't know how many other presidents, even in Ukraine, not just in this country, around the world, how many presidents would, you know, stick around to be there in the trenches. But that's, you know, hopefully he doesn't become a martyr, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, we celebrate people after they die, and we hold them up and we celebrate them. Hopefully he lives to get a chance to lead this country in a peaceful time and lead it in the right direction.
Okay, guys, we are taking a quick pause at this point in the episode. Please tune in to the next episode for part 2 with Val, and to hear more very, very important and interesting and crucial information on how to help personal stories. And yeah, just make sure you tune in because the next half is also really special. So we'll chat to you then.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.